live from the Allstate Showcase Studio. This is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Anna playing the guitar. Do you know she could play like that?
Boy, she's good.
Anna and her axe. Yeah, she could throw down with the best of them.
Is that one of your bands?
Anna and the Axe?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I promoted them. I wasn't actually in that band. It's 9:10. And if you're watching on CLTV or listening to 720 WGN, however you hear this show, the podcast as well, we appreciate it very much. And we're also Facebook Live-ing this particular piece of the program because we want as much exposure as possible for our friends from Bright Pink. And joining us now in the studio is Katie. Katie, how do I pronounce your last name?
Thede.
Katie Thede, Bright Pink's new CEO. How long have you had the gig?
This is day four.
So... this is a probationary period.
Depending on how this interview goes. That's right. Thank you so much for having me today.
Of course. Nice to see you. And your predecessor, who is here, is a good spokesperson for the cause, but I know
absolutely
you as well. How do you come to this job?
So I've spent my entire career working for organizations that exist to help people live their best lives. And okay. Bright Pink is an amazing opportunity to continue that work. And, the amazing Lindsay Avner is, you know, incomparable, but she's an amazing partner.
Well, good luck with it.
Thank
we're
you.
Glad you're here. And the message for the weekend is go ask your mother.
Yeah. That's right.
All right. What do you mean by go ask your mother?
So, you know, Bright Pink is on a mission
yes.
to empower young women to live their best lives and to be really, you know, empowered to take a proactive approach to their breast and ovarian health.
Sure.
And one of the best ways to start is by going to talk to your mom and your dad, too. So
right.
don't forget dads about, you know, your family history. So we get asked a lot of times, how do I get started when I'm working towards my journey of prevention and being a proactive advocate for my health care? And Bright Pink has an amazing tool called Assess Your Risk. It's a 19-question quiz. Part of that quiz is really knowing what your family history is. So going to ask your mom is a great place to start. And as a mom myself, I can't imagine a better way to spend Mother's Day than
And I'm guessing
talking.
The quiz is on the website, right?
The quiz is on the website, assessyourrisk.org.
And early detection is so important, obviously.
So important.
Baseline mammogram at 35 for most women and then 40 every year after. But again, early
right.
detection, you can't stress enough how important it is.
Well, you've had a couple of circumstances you've talked about where you thought you had something that could have been really scary and you went early
yeah.
enough, you got checked. And
right.
Okay.
My grandma had ovarian cancer and died from it. It was many, 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 many years ago. And I've had friends
yeah.
since then who've had ovarian cancer. And have become survivors. But yeah, there are things that, and ovarian is so difficult because you can't tell, there's not really any telltale symptoms. Bloating,
right.
I think, is the big one, which is, well, you know, common for us pretty much every single day.
Right.
So, but yeah, so again, like you say, you go, even if you're concerned about something, and ask your doctor.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Prevention is so important. I think the thing that's most inspiring for me about Bright Pink's mission is that it's really going beyond awareness to action. Mm-hmm. And so important. And, you know, definitely going to ask your doctor is a really important piece of the work. But it really starts with knowing your family history. So goaskyourmother.org is a great place to get some information, some tools, some resources. We're also asking people on Mother's Day to take pictures with their moms and
sure.
dads and families. Use the hashtag goaskyourmother so that, you know, we can help inspire new people to do the same.
Yeah. You know, don't phone it in on Mother's Day. I mean, listen, if you can't be with your mom, call her.
That's right.
But don't not think about it. Put a little work into it. Put a
That's
little
right.
effort into it.
Yeah, we encourage people to talk about their family health history at least once a year. So Mother's Day is a really great opportunity.
And there, you know, there's so many myths out there, too. I mean, with my grandmother, people always said, oh, well, it skips a generation, so you better be
right.
careful. That's not necessarily true. It just depends, as you say, in your family history. So ask
Absolutely.
These questions because there's so many myths out
well,
there.
Well, for the women on the show, you get you and Sandberg and Mary Vandeveld upstairs most immediately on this program. Are you guys doing what you need to do to take care of yourselves? We talked
oh, yes.
about you. What
Absolutely.
About you, Sandberg?
Oh, I am. I'm very aggressive about my health, but I grew up, my mom, you know, is a 13-year breast cancer survivor. So we were, you know, faced with that early.
Yeah.
And also it's important, I think, to have the conversation every year, because there's times when I've asked my parents about health history, and then they think they have given it to you, and then like, oh, I forgot. I didn't mention that last time. You know, like, it's hard to remember every single piece of history that you have going on. Oh, it turns out, you know, Bama did have, you know, this, you know, so it's good to have. That's why it's a ongoing conversation. It's not a one-time answer these questions and that's it.
And sometimes they're finding new information too, right? New stories emerge. Sure. They connect with a relative that maybe they've been out of touch with for a while. So it's so important to do this on an ongoing basis.
What do you think about, let me ask Mary Vanderbilt, what are you doing about your health and your family history? Do I need to yell at you,
Mary?
It's
a personal question. No, I'm doing well. I mean, I've been having mammograms since I was in my 30s because I had some fibroid issues that I had to, you know, check into. But I've been doing them every year, and there's no history at all in my family of breast cancer, uterine cancer, anything. But I'm still like, wow, you know, I could be the start of the history. You never know.
You know, and that's a good point. There, you don't know, so you should get tested. I actually have a friend who hadn't been to a doctor, who had never had a mammogram, who's in her 40s, and she said, well, you know, there's no risk in my family.
Wow.
Okay, doesn't matter.
Bad.
You need to go and get, you know, at least a
baseline.
Absolutely.
Yes, such an important part of the conversation. Assessing your risk is, you know, incredibly important. We encourage everybody to do it. Family history is really important, but it's definitely not the only factor. So I would encourage everyone to go to assessyourrisk.org, take Bright Pink's quiz, find out more information.
GoAskYourMother.org, hashtag GoAskYourMother on social media for those pictures of you and your mom for the weekend. You said your mom. What do you, a boy, girl?
I have a little boy, six-year-old, Gus.
You have a six-year-old?
I do.
Oh, Gus, that's such a great name.
We're going to need an ID. You look very young.
It's a Greek name.
We are not Greek, but it is a family name. It was my great-grandfather's name.
Is it short for something, or is it just Gus?
Yeah, is it Gustavo?
August.
Oh, August.
Yeah, that's cool.
Ooh, yeah. I like that.
Yeah, that's very good. Is he a poet?
Not yet.
He doesn't
by
know.
By law.
Oh, yeah.
By law, if his name is August, I think he has to be a literary genius.
That's fair. I'll let him know later tonight.
The plans for the weekend for you for Mother's Day?
We're going to be going to my brother's house and spending the holiday with my mom and my grandmothers. So I'm super excited. We'll be talking about our family history for sure. And it's an exciting time.
In honor of Bright Pink, I would say there's a lot of people listening now who are sad because their mom's not around anymore. And if you don't have a mom to spend Mother's Day with, think about somebody that does and encourage a younger woman who thinks she doesn't have to have a test to check out Bright Pink or to go to goaskyourmother.org. So this information you have here doesn't have to just live here. Spread the word.
Absolutely. And it's, you know, it's a good point, too. Sometimes people ask us, okay, I've already assessed my risk. I know a lot about my family history. I'll keep that conversation going. What more can I do? So we also have another incredible resource at Bright Pink called Explore Your Genetics. You can go to exploreyourgenetics.org, which is really a one-stop shop to get all of your questions about genetic testing and so much more answered.
How do you feel? It's a little bit far afield here, but the color test and some of these places that popped up. Do you like them?
Yeah, absolutely. They're great partners and great opportunities to really democratize genetic testing in so many ways, making it affordable and more accessible. So again,
because it doesn't stop with the test results. It's just something that would encourage you to go to your doctor.
Absolutely. And on exploreyourgenetics.org, you can really hear about all the testing options available, including working with your, you know, primary care physician, working with your women's health care provider, working with genetic counselors. So love to send people over to the exploreyourgenetics.org website for more information.
What are your thoughts about the BRCA test, too, and a lot of these early detection tests? Some say that they're not totally foolproof, but they are still out there.
Absolutely. I mean, those tests are really important, especially for high-risk individuals. So starting with the assessing your risk, the Assess Your Risk tool that Bright Pink has, that 19-question quiz I referenced earlier, is a really great place to start. Then working with your healthcare provider to talk more about what your risk is and find out if genetic testing is a good fit for you.
Brightpink.org, goaskyourmother.org.
Yep.
And Dave, the women on the show and Katie Thede shouldn't be the only ones having awkward conversations. Dave, have you had your prostate checked recently?
Yes, I have, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, as have I.
Yeah. Yeah. And thankfully, checked out fine.
Mine, too.
Coincidence?
Ooh. By the way, we weren't together. We didn't go in for the group discount.
Was it a twofer? Like a buy one, get one?
No. Okay. No. But it does wake you up, I'll tell you that right now.
Yes, it does.
Katie Thede, nice to meet you. Congratulations on the new job.
Thank you so much. Happy Mother's Day. Thank you. Thank you for having me. Mother's Day to all the moms out there.
I'm sure Gus has a big surprise for you on Sunday of some kind.
Hopefully it's sleeping in, yeah.
He's six. I don't like your chances.